you ever experienced situations when your feelings towards someone you like started to fade? You were all right when you were with them, and then gradually, that feelings started to fade away. I have been thinking, what could be the reasons, and only realized the answers to it recently.
This podcast is brought to you by Winter Scribbler Publishing, where reality and imagination turn into delicate harmony of scripts and illustrations. Visit www.winterscribbler.com for collections of books, poetry, and graphics by diverse talents of artists and writers around the world.
For this episode, the poem accompanying this is Fading It, which was written in April 2016. Fading It. The feeling that fades, temporary. The climax of thoughts and emotions. Overwhelming at the first instance. Weeks of exploring, months of carving. In years, neutralized to abstract. The wonder of its authenticity, its shadows, the truths of it all. This was when everything was not clear yet. I have no idea about the possibilities of anything except following the norms and what is practiced in society. This was one of those life phases when I tried to deny situations and reasoning it with, but I am not. Over the years, I used to go out for movie dates, dinner, lunch dates with guys, and those were like when I was in my 20s to early 30s. I was at the stage that I even invited them to meet my parents. So I mean, they were fine, and those are nice guys, you know, like I would categorize them as if you are interested in them and bring home to your parents will approve of your relationship with this kind of guys. But I kind of regretted it and promised myself never ever to do it again, because over the years, I realized that this is not what I really wanted. When two of those guys talk about having a serious relationship and then marriage, and also another one started to talk about something serious, my replies were always like, but we don't even know each other yet. They could tell me off by saying that, hey, we went out for over 1 to 2 years already, isn't that knowing each other? So on the very last one, I remember telling myself to stop doing it, whatever I was doing, and stop leading people on, because this is not an experiment, or this is also not the things that are making me happy. I realized one thing though, is that I am not sure at that time why I don't feel anything when I was with those guys. I don't look forward to meeting them again. I don't look forward to doing new things with them. There was even one time that I don't even know his full name, even after we went out many times together. I mean, I know this guy for nearly a year, and why didn't I even bother to ask? I cannot even recognize his voice after we didn't keep in touch when he called me one day using his other name. Of all those guys I went out with, I only bothered to cook for one of these guys something. It's because he made for me a very delicious layered cake. I was not really into those dry layer cake. Not the colorful ones, the brown ones. But honestly, that is the most delicious layered cake I have ever tasted made by this guy. Not even a single layer cake in the market I have tried so far tasted so soft and moist like the one he made. So he's so good in this is because his late mother used to sell that for a living. Anyway, like I mentioned earlier, there was nothing not good about these guys. I realized that eventually I know why I always avoided their phone calls. In the first place, I was not interested in being with them. Then, I decided that the best thing to do is not to lead any of them on. Remember when I said that I don't look forward to chat on the phone? It was like to the extent that when we were both silent while we are speaking on the phone, I will have to ask if there is nothing to talk about. We should end the call, isn't it? Which I don't normally say that to friends when we are ending our calls. So, I believe that throughout these experiences, I am more cautious when going out with guys. I think I decided that I have to stop doing this right after the guy who made the layer cake. Normally, I would tell myself, if this is not for me, just let us not waste each other's time to go out and spend time with each other. Then, automatically, I will distance myself from them and I will go back to focusing on other adventures in my life.
This podcast is brought to you by Winter Scribbler Publishing, where reality and imagination turn into delicate harmony of scripts and illustrations.
I was wondering that time, why did I feel that way? From interested to not at all? And the reason for me distancing myself is not because I was in love with them or want to be with them. I distance myself because I don't see any future with them. When I was writing that poem, it was still like a question that I kept asking myself. Just so you know, the timeline is overlapping when I got attracted to those friends or acquaintances is because it was still an ongoing experiences and process. Like I kept questioning and every possibility I accompanied it with denying and no, I am not sentenced. The last time I went out with a guy for activities and dates was I think around 13 years ago. And the last time I went out with another guy friend was around 10 to 11 years ago when at that time, I just wanted to make sure of my inclinations. I got the answer though, like at least 80%. But after that, I still continued with my analysis phase. From then, I understood why my interest towards those guys I went out with faded easily. While with those friends whom I have feelings for, never at one time faded. Gone, yes, because of how straight they could be, but not fit.
To purchase a copy of the second edition of Masterpiece in Your Heart, visit Amazon.com or www.winterscribbler.com. For any feedbacks and questions, email us at winterscribbler@gmail.com.
All right, babes, if you guys have anything that you would like to share regarding your experiences with women whom you were or are still attracted to, please remember to email to me and share. And if you don't mind sharing to the listeners in our upcoming episodes, I would be happy to. Thank you for listening and see you all soon.